Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Everyone knows the beer wars that have been brewing for decades. You know, you have Bud against a Miller Coors. Now it's come to your TV screen. It all started on Super Bowl Sunday, and it's evolved into a lawsuit. Ryan Burrow joining us now with more. Ryan, a lawsuit really over a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, it was Budweiser that fired that first shot, actually, Bud Light, claiming in their pretty funny ad that Coors Light and Miller Light use corn syrup in their beer. And the ad got a lot of play, obviously, following the Super Bowl, and it also made a lot of people very angry. For example, Miller Coors was not happy. There were a lot of farmers as well that weren't happy that corn syrup was being dragged in the mud, if you will. It looks like, as of now, first of all, on the TV side, Miller Coors is running a new campaign ad, and this will be running during the NCAA tournament, basically showing all the actors from the Bud Light commercials actually choosing Miller Light after their shoot of those commercials. Now, Bud Light has countered with its own ad, with the King saying that, doubling down essentially, that corn syrup is still used in Miller products, and that they need to stop, they need to point out what it is that's actually in their beers. Now, this has also boiled over into a lawsuit in which Miller Coors filed a lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch. They did it yesterday in federal court in Wisconsin, saying that Anheuser-Busch is trying to frighten people away from Miller Lite. They say that Coors Light no longer uses corn syrup in its product, and that Miller products have always had what's located or what is the ingredients inside of their beer, but it's been posted online.
You know, you take a look at this lawsuit, and I feel like basically the whole argument from Miller Coors is just, hey, why are you picking on me?
Exactly. That is part of it, because they say that a lot of brewers use corn syrup to some extent as an ingredient in their beer, but of course, you know, Bud Light's going to go after their big competitor, Miller Lite, and Coors Light, in order to make their point. And, you know, it's got us talking about it, so strategically seems to be working.
I guess so. I guess so. That's the whole point of it. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much. The beer war's heating up, and you heard that from Ryan Burrow talking about the new lawsuit Miller Coors has filed against Budweiser.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.